Blog Talk Radio.
Good question. How did I know you were going to ask that? I auditioned for America's Got Talent, Angela. It was actually my fiance's idea. And what ended up happening, I know this is like, as make-believe as it may sound, I promise you it's the actual truth. In all actuality, you know, she and I, we hang out in San Antonio all the time. We got friends there, friends I went to college with, the whole nine. And I honestly, Angela, thought that I was going to San Antonio to hang out. And the thing about it is, you know, she agreed to drive. I'm sorry?
I was just laughing. Go ahead.
Oh, and she agreed to drive, which is funny, Angela, because I drive this woman everywhere. Like, can you take me to the convenience store? I drive her everywhere. So for her to agree to drive, I should have known something was up. But, you know, I was like, okay, that's a little strange, but it's cool. And then we get there, and we're passing all the normal spots. And before I know it, I'm in line at the Henry B. Gonzalez Convention Center with hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of people to audition for America's Got Talent. And one thing about me, Angela, is I am a ham. I don't apologize for that. I love to perform. And once I realized what was going on, I was like, let's do it.
All right, let's do it. Okay, so that was how you got on America's Got Talent. I guess one of my questions would be, when did you start singing?
When did I start singing? Singing has been a part of my trajectory for as long as I can remember. Like, I'm from a family of singers. I'm the baby of five, and, you know, I can remember, you know, being a kid, and they're telling me, okay, Trav, you hold this note. And my one brother going below me, and another one's going higher, and my mother teaching us to sing harmony. I can't remember a time when I didn't. So to pinpoint an age, I'm not sure on that, but I do know that I sang publicly in church for the first time at about 5 or 6.
Oh, okay. So, all right. So you sang in a church. Gospel background.
Absolutely. Yeah, those are my roots. That's actually, I call it my first love.
Now, before you got on America's Got Talent and really got recognized and noticed, did you just sing anywhere? Because I saw a clip on YouTube where you were singing in an elevator.
Oh, my gosh. Angela, where did you find that? You found it on the internet?
It was on YouTube.
That is hysterical. That's my series that I call Opera in Strange Places. I call it, you know, Random Acts of Culture is what Elvira calls it. And, you know, we just show up random places and sing and record it. It's really for the public's reaction. That's part of my quest to, you know, introduce this art form that I hold so dearly to my heart to the masses, to the public. And we have a fantastic time doing it. I'm thrilled that you saw that clip.
Okay. Before America's Got Talent, where did you sing it? Not just the elevator now. I'm talking about where did you sing it professionally?
Oh, well, let's not just count the elevator now. That's fine, too. But in addition to singing in the elevator and at the pool and at the Kardashian shop at Miami Beach and other places, if you've seen any of the other ones, I've had a career, Angela, as an opera singer professionally for a few years now. I've sang in Austria, in Graz, at the Ames Institute. I've done my Musica Lirica in Ravenna, in Italy. I've done several debuts at local, regional, I should say, houses around the country. I've done also some smaller Compromaria roles at some of the bigger companies as well, but, you know, before
okay.
America's Got Talent, you know, that, of course, changed the whole game.
Oh, yes, now you're an international star.
Is that what it is?
Your career wasn't just singing opera and gospel. You weren't just a singer. If I'm correct, correct me if I'm wrong, you were a teacher's aide or are a teacher's aide and also a voice coach. Am I correct?
Wait, you said a teacher what?
Aide and a voice coach. Am I correct or am I wrong on that?
Oh, no, that's I've never been a teacher's aide. I value the importance of a teacher's aide, but no, I've never done that. I am a voice coach, and I still continue to do that. That's part of my love, Angela, for the art form. I enjoy to share it with whomever will listen. Almost, I have a studio of students, and I've actually had a private studio for years, even before my relocation to Houston. And I've seen a lot of my students even move on to scholarships and colleges, and it's just extremely rewarding.
Okay, so what do your students say about you now?
Good stuff. I hope. Well, first of all, I'll admit that I'm a tough teacher, and I don't take students unless you know I know that they're serious. You know, people who are just taking lessons for fun, and there is a place for that. You know, there is a place for leisure learning, but you know, I may take it a little bit too seriously for that, for me to take part in that. But most of my students are, you know, on track to go to school, or they perform publicly. So they'll probably say that you know, Travis is fun loving, and outside of lessons, I just love him to death. But as soon as he snaps into teacher mode, he becomes another person.
Okay, all right. Who has inspired you and motivated you the most?
If I had to name one person, I've been privileged, Angela, to have several people that I call my influences that I would name or deem as, you know, role models. But if I had to name one, I guess that would have to be, you know, my mother, who introduced me to music, who introduced me to singing, who introduced me to, you know, the whole musicianship and to take it seriously and to take pride in what you do and all of that, all of those wonderful things that I adhere to even today. She introduced me to those things, so I would have to say that my mother would be my biggest inspiration.
So how do you feel about being famous? Internet.
Oh, my God. Am I famous? Is that what that is?
Yes. You're famous. Yes.
Oh, my God. I don't know about that. But, you know, I do have to say that, you know, it's different, and I'm having to adjust because, you know, I'm a country boy. That's who I am. I mean, you may catch me outside of my loft with no shoes on, but, you know, my marketing team tells me, now, Travis, you can't do that. And
okay.
you know that's an adjustment. And like for instance, I had a performance in Atlanta. Actually, it was actually in South Georgia, but it was for lupus awareness. And you know, I flew out to that, and I promise you, Angela, like I almost missed the plane because people were taking pictures, and I'm like, you want my autograph for what? What are you going to do with it? You know, but I mean, it's different. But I mean, part of me, I mean, absolutely loved it, and I'm thrilled about it. And on the other hand, it's kind of uncanny. Like, you want to take a picture with me? Oh, okay, well, I mean, well, geez, you know.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're getting comfortable with it, I'll say. You're getting comfortable
okay.
with it. That's what I'm going to say.
Let's go with that.
Okay. Why did you choose that moment on America's Got Talent to propose to your, now she's your fiancé? Why did you choose that moment?
Oh, my gosh. Elvira Marie, one of the most spectacular human beings I have had the pleasure of meeting in my life. And, in fact, Angela, like, I'm missing her right now because she's not here. She has an engagement in Michigan. So I'm waiting for her to come back, and I'm sure she's listening. So that's
okay.
that part of it. But the thing is, I had already prepared. I was going to propose to her in church the next day. And I had it worked out how, you know, I'm actually the minister of music at the place where I worship. So, you know, I had already planned out how I'm just going to stop the song and do this and propose in front of the whole church. But, you know, with these reality shows and with the television talent shows, you never know what they're going to do. That's part of I mean, I don't want to call it the game, but that's just the method of operation, shall I say. You never know what they're going to do. So when we were actually at the actual venue and I figured out, oh, actually, Travis, this is the real deal and you're actually really about to be on TV, I was like, national TV? Oh, who gives this opportunity? I'm about to do this. So I told my producer, and she was ecstatic about it. And, you know, she told me not to tell Howie and not to tell, you know, any of the judges and not even to mention it to Nick because she wanted their responses to be authentic. So I told no one, and she didn't either. And a lot of people think that Howie helped me. A lot of people said that Howie may have been in on it because he helped me get her on stage, but, you know, that's part of the editing. You know, of course they can't show the whole thing. The show would be, you know, 15 hours, but when I was trying to get her up, she wouldn't come, and she didn't know that I was going to propose. She was like, oh, that's too much. No, sir, I am not coming on stage. Thank you, though. And she wouldn't get up, and Howie got up, and they put the cameras on her, so she had to get up and walk up on stage, and I seized the opportunity. I mean, hey.
Right. That's romantic. That's so romantic.
Thank you.
Do you have previous professional experience of singing opera and gospel?
I do. I have my pedigree, Angela, is in my degrees are in opera. I have a bachelor's, a master's, and I actually started an artist diploma, but then I, you know, got an internship over in Italy, so I actually didn't end up finishing that. But yeah, I performed professionally. For years, but as a tenor, and that's why if you watch the YouTube clip or if you saw the show, I say I would never have gotten up here and sang like that. Now, I am a singer, and I made sure the producers of the show knew that. I wasn't, you know, a one-hit wonder who kind of, you know, dropped out of the sky, and this is the one song I know. You know, I was telling them, you know, I've been singing my entire life, and this voice is courtesy of Elvira Van Horn. That was her idea. She was like, trust me, you got to do this, blah, 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 blah. Trust me on this one. Get up here and sing soprano. She picked the song, the whole nine. And that's how that happened. But, yes, I did answer your question, yes. And even in gospel, I've taken choirs on international tours. And also my choir was the runner-up for How Sweet the Sound the very first year they did that, the Verizon Wireless competition that Donna Lawrence hosts.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And several other things. I've done many choir competitions and stuff like that, and in terms of the gospel arena. Like, I'm not a gospel solo artist per se. I can't do it, but my professionalism, my professional experience, shall I say, in gospel comes in the form of me directing the choir or, you know, playing the instruments.
Okay. All right. Okay, so we're going to go to break. I thank you for answering those questions. We're going to take a quick break, let you catch your breath, and I'm going to pay some bills. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Talk to Travis Pratt.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turn your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And decline to provide world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists, and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and to event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dream Weavers.
Searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere. Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
All right, listeners, we're back to Show Talk with Angela Butler. We have on the show today Travis Pratt from America's Got Talent. Travis.
Yes, ma'am.
You're internationally known. Does this affect your daily life, like when you go to the mall or out to eat to a restaurant? Has your daily life been affected by fame?
Oh, my gosh. It has, but in the most positive way. I mean, I saw a tweet yesterday on Twitter. It was actually a couple of weeks ago, and it said, "I met Travis Pratt and his fiance this morning while I was at work." Really? You know, and another thing that was pretty funny, I was in New Orleans this past week, and while I was there, I tweeted that out, and I got a tweet back from the Marriott telling me to come stay there.
Oh, okay. All right.
So that's different. So, yeah.
Okay. Do you play any instruments?
I do. I dibble and dabble at a couple things, but I'm proficient at all the keyboard instruments, you know, namely the piano, the organ, you know, the keyboard.
Okay, all right. What was it like performing in Ghana, Africa?
You know, it was quite an experience. I mean, in Ghana, you know, it's not what one would expect. I mean, and I assume you're talking about the very first time I went. You know, I had preconceived notions about what I thought the country was going to be and all of that. And, you know, all of the stereotypical things that we see were just obliterated. It's nothing like that. I mean, there's skyscrapers and, you know, airplanes. And I apologize if I'm the only one who has this ignorance. But in the media here, you know, they show, you know, Feed the Children. And nothing against our organization. I think it's wonderful. But I just mean, you know, they show the impoverished areas, and that's it. And you tend to think that that's all that exists there. So to get there and to see, you know, their enthusiasm about music and about entertainment, and the place was absolutely packed and full. They loved it. They were congenial. And, I mean, it was an experience like none other, and I'm addicted. Like, I've been back. I've been back several times since my initial visit.
Oh, okay. All right. Internationally known, like I said. Okay. Weren't you on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine?
I was. You know, that was after the Angela, Rolling Stone is a landmark in our culture. I mean, everybody knows about Rolling Stone. So I'm just humbled at the fact that they even said anything about me, you know, much less the huge feature that they did. I mean, I still pull it up and look at it from time to time. And it's been weeks, and I still look at it once a day. on average. And if I don't look at it today, I'll look at it twice tomorrow. I just it's unbelievable. And I mean, I just really, it's just beyond words.
Oh, okay. When were you first asked for your autograph? When did you realize that you were well known also?
Well, I have two stories. I'm going to try to condense them and make it quick.
Okay.
I've always wanted to be a public figure. I've carried that belief since a child. And most of the people who know that about me, and they kind of treated me as such. I remember the first time people asked for my autograph was actually my senior recital at Albany State University. And a lot of those people, once this show aired, they called me. I told you were going to be famous. I got this recital program. Would you sign it? I told you. You know, I got a lot of that. And and since the show, I'm going to tell you what happened. When we got done with the performance in San Antonio, where we exited, it was where the people were coming out. And we didn't, you know, we ran into the public leaving. And I promise you, we signed autographs and took pictures for over an hour. And this was before the show aired. This is after the actual performance, the people that were in the audience that night.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. You must have been a little – were you overwhelmed? Were you
surprised? I couldn't believe it. You know, they wanted a virus autograph as well. It was unbelievable.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I don't know if you can talk about this, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Are there any other shows, anything you're going to appear on?
Well, I'm sorry?
In the near future, will there be any television appearance or anything that my listeners can watch you at?
Well, what I can say is this. I actually don't know what's going on because I don't handle those things personally myself. But I do know that I've been asked, and there's been inquiries about me going on Ellen and also on Steve Harvey. I'm not quite sure where that is in the process, but I would love to do it. I would be absolutely thrilled to be on either of those shows and any other ones.
Oh, okay.
So I'll say to the listeners to stay tuned.
Oh, all right. Which do you prefer, performing in theaters or concerts?
That's a good question.
Okay.
in the theater, when you're on stage and you're playing another character, you know, there's a certain amount of excitement that goes into that. I mean, to not be Travis, to be Rudolfo in La Boheme, and I'm playing somebody that's probably close to my age, but I don't have those experiences, so I have to learn what it's like in his time period and what he did and what they wore and, you know, the classism and all of that. But there's also a huge amount of excitement in doing song repertoire and, you know, performing on stage, but not in an actual production, where I get to be who I am and give my interpretation of the music. And I love that as well. That's a coin toss, Angela. I'm not sure. That's a tough one.
Oh, okay. That's a tough one. You like them both.
Both.
Yeah. Okay. Have there been any honors or awards that you received that surprised you? Would you like, or do you not want to talk about the awards and things?
I'll try to give you a short answer. In the industry, and I'm sure a lot of your other guests, you probably talked to them about this as well, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. And with that being said, a lot of times it's, you know, you go in thinking that, you know, the winner has already been predetermined because this person knows the right people, and, you know, that networking is a huge part of it, if anything. And there's been times I went in with that conception and actually won the whole thing and was shocked by it.
Okay. All right. What character did you portray in A Raisin in the Sun? I know I'm going back a little bit, but do you remember the character that you portrayed?
Yeah, you know, I've done Raisin a couple times. Actually, my first dabble with Raisin, it was actually I was a student at the time at the University of Michigan, and we were doing it as a student production. And in that particular production, you know, I played the role of Willie, but I did it professionally also in Michigan. It was actually at a theater in Detroit. And I got the opportunity at that time to play Walks Lee. And it was a blast. You know, that's a huge, huge milestone in our culture. Everybody knows about raising, you know, raising
yes.
in the sun. So it was exciting. It was exciting. So I've done both. And
okay. All right. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
In 5 years.
Yes, 5 years.
I see myself performing on the major platforms of the major houses in the world. That's the Vinstadt Opera. That's La Scala in Milan. That's the Metropolitan in New York. I also see myself doing concerts that make opera accessible to people who otherwise wouldn't be interested. That's one of my favorite things about the show America's Got Talent, because people are into it who never have been to an opera. And in addition to that, I'm really into health and wellness. I want to do some type of workout tape and that type of deal. And in addition to that, I want to do some type of a talk show. Maybe I'll have your spot in a couple of years.
Maybe you what? Say that again, man.
Maybe I'll
spot.
Have your spot. Yeah, maybe I can do a radio talk show. Like you, I think it's wonderful. I mean, you influence people, and you know, people are eager to listen, and you introduce them to something they otherwise, you know, may or may not know about, and they can figure out more. I think that's that's intriguing to me. I've always wanted to do something like that. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for the compliment.
I can be the next Angela Butler. I'm sorry.
Huh?
I said I can be the next Angela Butler.
Oh, well, okay. Flattery. Okay, so we've got some callers. Do you mind if I go to the phones?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Hello, caller. Do you have a question for Travis Pratt?
Hey, Travis, this is your favorite photographer.
How are you doing?
How are you doing? You know, I had to call since you way over there in Georgia. So what new you got coming up? I mean, when you coming back to Texas?
Well, actually, there was a change of plans. I know you saw, I know you followed me on Twitter and stuff. I was actually in New Orleans and then in Alabama. And I ended up coming back to Texas to get some work done. So that's actually where I am now.
Okay. All right.
Oh.
All right, well, thank you, caller, for
okay.
your question. All right, so that's going to about conclude the show, Show Talk with Angela Butler. I thank you, Travis Pratt, for coming on the show, and you have a beautiful voice in the opera. I love it. I love
thank
to hear
you
sing, by the way. Just wanted to let you know that.
Super duper.
Yes. All right, well, you have a good night, and I wish you the best with your career.
Thank you so much. I'll be in touch.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Bye. All right, listeners, we've had Travis Pratt on the show. He was on America's Got Talent, and he's an opera singer, and he's very talented. I'm sure a lot of you have seen the show. I've seen it on YouTube or something, but he's very talented, and I definitely wish him the best. So I thank you all for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow night. I look forward to being on the show tomorrow night. All right, thank you, and have a good night.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turn your ordinary parties into an extraordinary event. And we client provide world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, book accommodations, event sites, papers, storage, photographers, transportation, hairstylist and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.
When you're searching for the latest news, news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts. Choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere. Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.